Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, American officials say Houthis in Yemen have hit a US-owned ship with a missile, but no injuries or significant damage has been reported. The vessel was hit in response to strikes by the US and UK on Houthis in Yemen, a British maritime security firm says. Since November, the Houthis have attacked merchant vessels in the Red Sea more than 20 times with missiles, drones, fast boats and helicopters. For more on this, we're joined on the line now by Tom Bateman, BBC's State Department correspondent in Washington. And Tom, you're welcome to the programme. Can you tell us at this point, what do we know about this missile strike today?
Well, what we know is that the US Central Command, that's the military command that operates in the Persian or Arabian Gulf and across parts of the Middle East, has said that this was an anti-ship ballistic missile fired by the Houthis that struck a container ship called the Gibraltar Eagle. Now, that is a Marshall Islands flagged but US-owned and operated container ship. You mentioned that maritime security monitoring firm in the UK. They've said that, according to the master of the ship, a fire broke out on board this container ship, but it remains seaworthy and it's carried on its journey. But this, I think, is a significant moment. This is the first, or as we know of, one of the first, at least, direct hits on a container ship since the Houthis started firing back in November. And of course, we had that very, you know, sudden and severe escalation last week on Tuesday, a sort of swarming attack by the Houthis against container ships and a UK military vessel, and then the response by the US and the UK on Friday, where they carried out these cruise missile attacks and airstrikes on Yemen itself and on Houthi positions there.
And in relation to the UK position, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been making a statement on the strikes in the House of Commons this afternoon. Can you tell us, what has he been saying?
Yeah, well, he's essentially been saying that, I mean, he's been giving some of what, you know, the sort of battle damage assessment from what happened on Friday. So he said, for example, that 13 Houthi launch sites were destroyed. We know from here in Washington that the US intelligence assessment is that they think they've degraded or taken out about a quarter of the Houthis' ability to launch these missiles. But that obviously still leaves quite significant capabilities by the Houthis. And I think we're seeing that in action over the last 24 hours. But Rishi Sunak saying the strikes, there's a whole issue in the UK about whether or not Parliament should have been told beforehand. And the government's position, he's restated, is that they had to think about operational security. But I think the important point here is about the sort of narrative battlefield that is now emerging between the Arab and Muslim world and the Western, you know, the UK and US position. Because what the Houthis are trying to do is to show solidarity with Palestinians. And they're effectively saying they'll continue these strikes until there is an end to Israel's siege on Gaza and a ceasefire. Now, that mirrors the position of most of the Arab and Muslim world. So they're intimately connecting these strikes with that position. And what the UK and the US are trying to do is completely disconnect that, because they don't want the Arab and Muslim world to see this as a sort of Western intervention, militarily firing on behalf of Israel so it can carry on its bombing campaign in Gaza. So I think that's why that, you know, there's a strategic danger here. He's been saying this has nothing to do with the war in Gaza.
Tom Bateman, thank you very much for joining us this evening.